Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, sopa.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Pavona with your Make It Rain fantasy sports news update. You guys just mentioned it right before the break here. We got football tonight. It's the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio. The Atlanta Falcons take on the Denver Broncos at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a rematch of Super Bowl 33 back in 1999. Broncos lead their overall series against the Falcons 9-6, including that Super Bowl. And you guys, you just mentioned the odds here, but let's just go over them again. Tonight, some of the odds for some of you degenerates from our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. The Broncos are a minus 130 favorite, plus 114 for the Falcons if you want to bet that money line. The spread has the Broncos as minus 2.5 favorites, and the over-under is 34.5. You guys like the over-under line, so that may be the safe bet of the night. Or as you guys said, this is for the people who, quote-unquote, don't do their homework. But the big news yesterday came from around Major League Baseball and the trade deadline. The big winners come from the Lone Star State. The Houston Astros made the biggest move of Wednesday's trade deadline, acquiring right-hander Zach Greinke from the Arizona Diamondbacks for four prospects. Greinke joins a fearsome rotation that includes Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole. Houston sent right-hander Corbin Martin, right-hander J.B. Bukowskis, and first baseman Seth Beer, and infielder Josh Rojas to Arizona to complete the deal. After news of the deal, Houston moved to plus 275 to win the World Series, tied with the Dodgers for the shortest odds, and plus 135 to win the American League, moving ahead of the New York Yankees. That is per the Caesars Sportsbook. Before the trade, the Astros were plus 450 to win the World Series and plus 200 to win the AL. New York at the time was plus 140. The Astros also acquired right-handers Aaron Sanchez and Joe I can't say this name. Biagini.
Okay.
Joe Biagini.
What are we talking about? Oh, Biagini.
Yeah,
yes, the pitcher.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
From he's reliever from Toronto that got moved.
Yeah. So Aaron Sanchez and Joe Biagini and minor league outfielder Cal Stevenson from the Blue Jays, sending outfielder Derek Fisher to Toronto. We know where the Astros stand among the favorites to win the AL pennant and the World Series. Let's look at the latest World Series odds thanks to our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Astros are plus 250. The Dodgers plus 290. Yankees plus 500. The Atlanta Braves plus 1,000. The Twins plus 1,500. Indians plus 1,900. You guys like them to be the possibility to beat the Astros, so that might be an interesting bet. The Cubs plus 2,100. The St. Louis Cardinals plus 2,200. Boston Red Sox plus 2,600. And the Washington Nationals plus 2,900. A couple notable teams here. The San Francisco Giants that you guys were talking about, they stand pack, keeping Madison Bumgarner.
61-1, Joe.
About to say plus 6,100. Mm. And the Reds, who received Trevor Bauer, they're plus 10,000. Same odds as the Arizona Diamondbacks here. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman stood firmly behind his organization's inactivity at Wednesday's trade deadline, saying that despite his best efforts, he had trouble finding fair offers with the potential trade partners he spoke to in recent weeks. He did not specify what the differences were on many of those offers, but he noted that the team's asking prices for pitchers they were shopping were much steeper than the return he was willing to give up. I think we all knew that, though. Cashman reaffirmed that he spoke to every team except the Boston Red Sox. That's a big shocker. Adding that he had multiple conversations with New York Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen. It was Van Wagenen who authored one of the biggest early deadline deals, bringing starting pitcher Marcus Stroman to Queens from Toronto. Right-hander Trevin Bauer was officially traded from the Cleveland Indians to the Cincinnati Reds on Wednesday. But he was still on hand as the Tribe took on the Houston Astros at Progressive Field. Bauer also met with the Indians manager Terry Francona for the final time. Francona said the meeting with Bauer was pretty short. It brought him relief. Francona acknowledged that he was concerned about long-term effects within the team following Bauer's spectacle Sunday when he angrily threw a ball from behind the mound over the center field wall in Kansas City. Bauer later called the act childish, and he was fined by Major League Baseball. Guys, final thing that I want to bring up here, and it's very interesting. In the weeks leading up to the NBA season last October, a bettor at the Superbook at Westgate Resort and Casino in Las Vegas placed a $67,000 bet wager on the Golden State Warriors to make the playoffs at minus 10,000 odds. The bettor was rewarded with a $670 profit when the Warriors reached the postseason. This same bettor is back at the Superbook yesterday, and this time he's putting a little Philly special. According to Jeff Sherman, vice president of Risk for Superbook, the anonymous bettor placed a $100,500 bet on the Philadelphia 76ers to make the playoffs at minus $5,000 odds on Wednesday. If he wins, the bettor will net $2,010.
Yeah, just putting all that money in escrow for like 9 months to get a $200 return, Joe. I don't know.
$2,000.
But still.
$2,000 odds. The Superbook has an over-under on the Philadelphia Sixers. Regular season wins pegged at 55.5. And
you know why you do that?
I hope that Simmons and Embiid don't get hurt again.
Yeah. You know why you do that? Because you can.
Trust the process?
That's nice.
That's why you do that.
Yeah. You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Thank you very much for making us a part of your day, as we got a lot to cover here over the next 55 minutes. We got plenty going on here. Plenty of opportunities for you guys to be able to invest. Make it rain here tonight. Early baseball slate again today, 12 o'clock in Miami. The Twins, Pineda, taking up my boy Yamamoto. You got the Giants trying to take the series there on the road against Philadelphia. You got the Yankees. You got the Mets trying to finish up that series against the White Sox. Zach Wheeler now is no longer being traded, so he's on the mound there. A little sigh of relief. Of course, you got the Brewers and A's finishing that series up at 3 o'clock. Then we get into the night games, which will feature Houston and Cleveland again, Tampa and Boston, as well as the Cubs and St. Louis. So maybe the game of the night, though, Dane, and we'll talk about this a little bit later. I just want people to be aware that this is on the board. Joey Lucchesi taking on Clayton Kershaw out west there, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You've got a battle of two monster lefties here, the young versus the old guy. Lucchesi, obviously, the new up-and-coming kid there for the San Diego Padres. It's in L.A., but two really big lefties getting out. Minus 200 is what the Dodgers are, plus 170 for the Padres. But I think we can both agree. Those are two pretty impressive left-handed batters, left-handed pitchers, rather, over under 7.5 in this game. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's got a game out west. You know, the LA Dodgers looking to have their big old lead. I am looking, Joe, make our official plays a little bit later on, but I'm looking at these Braves. You know, they got Freed on the mound, and you just saw how they augmented their bullpen. They're playing the Cincinnati Reds, who just shipped away some of their offense. and the Braves are all feeling, hey, we're going for it. So that could be an interesting play. Atlanta, I'm seeing as minus 145 right now, but we'll get into it. But, Joe, Bavona on the read was like Brian Cashman saying his best efforts to asking Price was too hard. He tried. He was over a barrel. Collusion against the Yankees, Joe?
I'm sorry.
He's been like, nah, let's not help
LeBron
the Yankees.
Is LeBron James running the Yankees now? Where's Magic Johnson? Where's...
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, got a little NFL preseason kicking off tonight here. Broncos taking on the Falcons, Canton, Ohio. Get ready, folks. Next couple of months, we're going to be loaded with baseball to break down as we head into playoff season. Still got a month. I mean, don't forget, it's only August 1st right now. So still a lot to be decided in some of these playoff races, and we've seen it before every year in baseball, guys. What seems to be right all of a sudden after, I mean, look at what the Giants have done in 30 days, okay? There is still the possibility of a team to come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden dominate, and whether that be, Tampa getting Tyler Glasnow back and all of a sudden now getting a little healthier and beating up on maybe the Red Sox and Sale turn it around. But the bottom line with baseball, and which is why it's so unique from that standpoint, Dane, is that it's a 162-game season, and we don't have to go back that far to find example after example of we hit August, and just because a team is 8 games up here, 5 games up over here, it means nothing, guys, over the next 30 days. August. Now that the trade deadline is gone, now the teams either made a move, didn't make a move, in clubhouses around MLB, it is go time now. If you are within, let's say, 5 games of making a playoff shot, it is, I think what you're going to see here is the unders I think are going to maybe be something that start popping up a lot more than the overs. I think we're going to start to see less and less of those 16-4 games. I think we're going to start seeing a little bit more of the 5-3, 6-4 kind of thing. It's go time now for at least, well, how many teams are we looking at? I would say maybe a little less, maybe 2/3 of the league here are within 5 games of making the playoffs. Every one of them, it's nose to the ground now, which I think is what makes baseball so unique and so much fun in the month of August.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good context to set, Joe, that there's still 2 months left of the regular season, okay?
Right?
The Los Angeles Dodgers right now have played 110 games. That's 110 out of 162. That's like literally 2/3, Joe. That's like literally 66% of the team. All right. So, yeah, and you talk about what the Giants were able to do in a month, going from 10 games under to 2 games over. So, yes, it's still possible out there. And I, you know, who is that team? Could it be the Oakland A's that go on a crazy run, right? You know, sure. But here's the one point I do want to make, because we talked about it earlier, Joe. You talked about one team, I forget who it was, that you said they have a quality starting rotation. And yes, and that's what you need in this regular season. You need 5 quality guys in the regular season. When we shift to the playoffs, you need 3 elite guys, right? It's a different kind of thing to get you to the playoffs and get you through the playoffs. And I wanted to ask you, Joe, you mentioned maybe betting more unders because, you know, It's go time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if I also decided to start thinking that I'm okay betting more of the heavy minus numbers now? Because that is like more even now the idea of, and you said this going right after the All-Star break, right? The teams that are booking their tee times versus the teams that are going for it. And now this is another kind of like mile marker on that journey, right? And so now more teams like know that they're contending and pushing. And guess what? More teams know that they ain't going for it. So given that, would you be a little bit more willing to bet the minus 200 or bet the big series price when one of these contending teams, you know, welcomes one of these also-rans in for a weekend set? You know, like when the Cubs welcome in the Rockies for a weekend set? Is it more like, okay, yeah, I'm okay laying the minus 200 because it's now a more clear contender versus non-contender and the motivation's gonna kick in?
Yes, but, you know, caveat here. You've got to be able to have the stomach to do it. And that's the problem when you get here is, yes, favorites, big favorites. Listen, they're never a winning strategy long term, right? Never a winning strategy long term. But there are, you pick your spots during the week where, yes, it makes sense to back a New York Mets at minus 190 or with DeGrom on the hill or a Barrios on the hill at minus 170. Yes, but as a bettor, you've got to have the stomach and the bankroll to know that, hell, anything can happen. And if it doesn't win, you got to be willing to understand that, all right, still need some of those plus numbers. Don't be afraid of it because more times than not in August, as opposed to, let's say, April or May, where we've already gave you that rule of thumb, don't you dare place bets in the first 2 months of the baseball season on anything close to $2. Don't do it because you still haven't figured out exactly what you have. I think we figured out what we've got here, but I would also caution that the Baltimore Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Miami Dolphins, well, them too, but the Miami Marlins.
Them too.
These teams, have you noticed what has happened now since after the All-Star break over the last couple of weeks? Baltimore, now all of a sudden they've figured it out. The weight of the world is off their shoulders. There is no expectations. Toronto gets rid of Stroman, and now Toronto is playing great baseball with these young guys, figuring it out. So what was, let's say, back in April and May, cakewalks, easy wins? They're not so easy this time of year anymore because these teams have gotten to a point where they're used to the show now. These young kids, they're starting to hit. And, oh, yeah, they've got nothing to lose, which makes big underdogs. You know, look at Detroit yesterday against the Angels. Guys, they did that twice now in 3 days to a team on the road that they had no business winning. But you know what? Trade deadline comes. I'm still here. I've got another month left of the season. Teams with nothing to lose with young players are very dangerous this time of year, Dane.
All right. Yeah, I buy that.
Because they're having fun. I hate to break this to people. They're having
the idea
fun
of motivation, expectation.
Yeah, right.
Right. No, I hear that. But at the same time, you know, a team like the Kansas City Royals, let's say, you know, they know it ain't happening. Okay, they could be having fun, but maybe they're also, you know, maybe they're also bringing up the kids, getting a look at some of the, you know, the extended 40-man. And I just know that when we talk about motivation, there are some teams that are like, all right, it's go time. And other teams are like, let's have fun now, you know? And I just wonder if, like you said, we know that a little bit more clearly now than we did in April and May. We knew it at the All-Star break a little bit more. We know it even more now because teams have declared themselves buyers, sellers, contenders, resetting the farm system, whatever. So I just think we've passed another mile marker of understanding motivations of teams.
And also, and it's a great point by you, Dane, keep in mind, we've got a show here on the network, guys, called In-Game Live during the week at 8 o'clock, and Dane's there, and Gabe, and, you know, we bring our friends from Wager Talk on there, and it's all geared to live in-game wagering at night, and it's been baseball to this point. And I would also say that maybe instead of laying the pregame minus 210, minus 220, I think a lot of guys, what they start to do this time of year, too, is maybe spend more time live betting because you and I know what happened. Listen, I love the Dodgers. I don't want to lay 220 to back them tonight. And then all of a sudden they fall behind 2-0. Now you can get the Dodgers at minus 120. So that's the beauty of baseball and live in-game wagering like that, where the odds change based upon what's going on in the game. And a run here or there, Dane, you've seen it now. All of a sudden, you know, you would never spend a $1.90 to back the Twins, but you know what? They're down 2-1. I like them at a, you know, at a minus 110. I like them much better there. So I would encourage you guys, join Dane, join Gabe, join all of us here at night, 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, in-game live. It kind of takes the... You know, forget about the juice, Dan. You let it go a couple of innings, you can get the team you ultimately want at a much better price.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Cam Stewart were talking about that explicitly earlier this week. It was almost like, do you, as a strategy, Joe, like go in there and just hope, you know, that one of the big favorites, you know, in any given day, that they go down 2-0 in the first, you know, and that minus 200 becomes a minus 120, and then you pounce and you save, you know, one of your units for being able to pounce on that situation wherever up in Major League Baseball.
Yep, exactly correct. And that's not a bad strategy week to week. That is not a bad way to go about it. So, all right, coming up, we'll talk about this game tonight, NFL. Get ready. Hall of Fame game. Preseason football. We'll make it rain for you next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wager account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wager account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy football frenzy.
George Kittle, who, you know, broke the record for most receiving yards for a tight end of all time in a single season. He's a bum.
He's just a bum.
And he did that with mostly Nick Mullins and DJ Beathard. So
Kittle's not even a bus driver.
It's pretty impressive.
He's not even a bus driver. He drives the back end of the hook and ladder for the fire department.
You love Kittle, don't lie.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, it might be time to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. It's also fairly simple, guys. Just go to FanDuel.com/grid, and when you're there, you'll go ahead and get a free bet of up to $500. That's right, a free bet, $500, just by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. And whether it's point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports, you are definitely in control. Just head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open that new account, get your free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And no better time to get that account opened up than tonight as the NFL returns preseason game numero uno, Hall of Fame, Denver, taking on the Falcons. And we're excited, of course, obviously, to have the selections are back. And I'm actually cruising through the perusing through the numbers on the book now here, Dana. And I'm like, wow, for the first time, it seems like forever, I'm clicking the NFL section here of bets that we're looking here tonight, which is a great feeling. Here we go again.
Like Christmas
but
morning.
You look at this game here tonight and preseason games in general. If you are thinking about getting involved here in sports wagering and sports investing, do not shy away and think that this is strictly for degenerates, because the only people who are betting on preseason football tend to be the sharps. And the great thing about that is it doesn't. We talk about it all the time. Let's not overthink this, guys. The sharps are the ones who are winning more often than not. And they're doing that because they obviously have the time, the effort, the energy to be able to, and the success to put all that time and effort in. So if the line is moving, it's not that hard to figure out where the sharps are going. You don't have to overthink anything and go, is that the public moving it? Are they public? No, the people moving it are the sharps. So it's not that hard to figure out that the sharps are all over Denver tonight. And Fangio in his opening, his opening game as a new head coach of the Denver Broncos, taking on Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons, who in the past has shown us absolutely no appetite to win anything in the preseason. But we saw the line move. It's under 3 right now, the Broncos, right? 2.5. One or two books have -3, but it's about 2.5 now. That looks to be what it is. And I can tell you right now, the sharps all week have been hammering the Denver Broncos under 3. I mean, if you can get it without 3 right now, if you get it under 3, you don't have to overthink it, guys. I'm telling you right now, that's where the money is coming in on. That's where the sharps are betting. And we told you, we already know who's playing here tonight, which is half the battle. And Fangio's already told us, expect Kevin Hogan to start, followed by Drew Lock. Followed by the bulk of the snaps are going to come with this kid, Brett Rypien, who is I believe Mark's son, the former Washington, you know, Super Bowl winning Washington Redskins quarterback there. And he also stressed, Fangio, there are going to be a handful of starters that are going to get extra plays here tonight. And then he'll focus on the young players for especially the second half. So we do have some injuries tonight. Emmanuel Sanders is out. Don't expect him. A couple of tight ends. Jake Butt, the kid from last year from Michigan, he's out. Bug Howard, another one of their tight ends on the depth chart, he's gone. So we don't know exactly which of these handful of starters are going to get extra time to play tonight, but I would expect more of them to be on the Denver side than the Atlanta side, where we know, listen, Julio Jones ain't playing. Calvin Ridley ain't playing. You know, their quarterbacks are the only thing about it. They're not playing. The interesting thing about the quarterbacks is Kurt Benkert is the quarterback for Atlanta, who's going to get the bulk of the snaps tonight for them. Matt Schaub will be there, and then Kurt Benkert. He is purposely brought into camp. He was last year as well. He's the guy going to take the bulk of the snaps here, guys. He's exactly what we were talking about. Veteran quarterbacks, not necessarily making the team, but what he will do is give the coaching staff the opportunity to see what they're working with on the offensive side of the ball. Plus, he's been there now. He's going to have it handle on the offense. So Kurt Benkert is the more stable of the quarterbacks that we're going to see tonight. But I think there's one team who's really going to try to make an effort here and one team that's probably not. And I think the Sharps nailed it here, Dane.
Yeah, that makes sense. We talked about it before also. You know, Vic Fangio as the new head coach, maybe trying to establish a culture, takes it more seriously, cares. Meanwhile, Dan Quinn is like, listen, I got guys like Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman that I've got to rest. I have to make sure they're ready for week 13, not Hall of Fame, like preseason week zero. There's still 4 weeks of preseason after this. They've already said Julio Jones is not playing at all in this game or in the preseason. So you talk about it, Kirk Benkert and Brian Rippon, you know? Yep. And here's the thing, guy. By the way, guys, like, I'd play preseason DFS today, honestly.
Why not?
And I'd have Kirk Benkert and Rippon in my lineup. You know why? Joe, like, in the tournament that you're in or whatever it is, at least 10% of the Joes out there, you know, or the public, they're going to be putting in like, ooh, Joe Flacco, Manny Sanders, Julio Jones as their lineup. And they're fish in the water. Be the shark. Like, figure out the snap counts. There's beat reporters all over the place. Joe just told you which two quarterbacks are going to get the most reps. Put them in, you know, and you have a chance, like 10 to 20% of these kids that are in there, and I'm calling them kids disparagingly, but they're going to play like it's a real game, not knowing that these people are going to get one snap or one series. So take advantage of it. And Joe, that is in fact our poll question today. We asked today at FNTSY Radio, do you bet NFL preseason and or play preseason DFS, Joe? And the options were yes, maybe I'll bet. Maybe I'll play DFS or too degenerate for me. What do you think is the winner? And what do you think with the percentages of like, yes, I do it and too degenerate for me?
I would say maybe 35% say yes, they do it. And I would say maybe 50% say no, I don't. And then there's probably a small percentage of people. Yeah. Who figure that? Yeah. It's too degenerate.
It's more dramatic than that, Joe.
Really?
I've got 12% that say yes and 81% that are saying too degenerate for me. Oh. And then about like, you know, 4% otherwise, like, oh, I might bet. Oh, I might play DFS. So here's the thing. Like, people are thinking that this is like way too crazy, but we're telling you there's value here. There's edges here. And I don't care what it is. It could be highlight, e-gaming or reality TV. If there's an edge, let's go. Let's make it rain.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's, you mentioned DFS, and I think one of the biggest things which makes this so unique and getting that edge and profitable for a lot of guys, which again is why the Sharps are playing it. And, you know, the Joe Public's perception is, oh, I can't, it's too degenerate. The Sharps are like, oh, good, get away. So you don't affect the line. We'll go ahead and affect the line. So, which is good. But the most important factor in preseason is much like, I guess, Dane, regular season from a fantasy standpoint, opportunities is right, the most important thing to have, knowing that, listen, for Denver, there is absolutely, here's what we know you're not going to see tonight, right? We are not going to see anything that resembles Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, or Devontae Booker, okay? And if you do, it might be one snap. So we already know we can pull those guys out of any possible DFS lineup, right? So we know who the Denver backfield guys are, who's going to be competing. You've got a Devontae Jackson, a David Williams, a Kalfani Muhammad. Yeah, guys, you may want to look at them in a possible lineup. You also may want to realize the same thing for Atlanta, only we have learned, Dan Quinn told us that the only position that's locked up is the number one running back. We know that, which means Ito Smith's spot, who a lot of people think is going to be the number two back, it's up for grabs here, guys. They got a couple of other dudes that are going to be there. So don't, you know, that's why when we say don't look at it from a degenerate standpoint, we can actually, for the very few times, we can actually look at this, Dan, and go, oh, I know who's not playing here today.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I'm, like, putting together a DFS lineup right now, and I'm taking all the stuff we're saying. You know what it is right now, and, you know, it's subject to change, right? But Kurt Benkert, Brett Rippin, right? And then I got multiple bench Falcon running backs, Jeremy Langford, Kenyon Barner, because of exactly what you're saying, Joe. You know, we know it ain't Devontae Freeman. That number two position, or whatever, with Ito Smith behind that is, you know, an open competition, that's what they're going to want to see. They're going to give those guys opportunity. And, Joe, in a game that we expect to be vanilla, right, just base offense, we ain't seeing 40-yard bombs down the field. This is going to be these guys running the ball, okay? Yep. That's what they've installed already. That's what they know how to do. The easy toss sweep, the off tackle, the counter play. That's what we're going to see, and we're going to see it from Kenyon Barner. We're going to see it from Jeremy Langford. We're going to see it from Brian Hill. Give me both quarterbacks that are playing in the second half and getting reps, Benkert and Rippin, and then give me these running backs who are going to get every opportunity to shine. And for them, if you're the 75th guy on the roster, for them, this is their Super Bowl. They're bringing it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe, and this is so funny, but the two spots on a DFS situation that are guaranteed, guys, and probably the most valuable, is the kicker and defense, which we usually, it's an afterthought, right, during the regular season. But we know what's going to happen with these defenses. Like you said, nobody's bringing out exotic this or exotic that. These defenses are going to be straight up. They are the things. They are far more valuable and predictable in preseason than they are anywhere else. So you've got two defenses here tonight, two defensive-minded head coaches. I'd expect the defenses to be on fire tonight, Dave.
Yeah, and that's why I've been telling you, and we'll make the official play, but that's why I'm interested in this 34.5, Joe.
Yep, and that's what we'll do, too. We'll have our Make It Rain plays of the day, baseball, NFL, futures. We'll do it coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, we got Major League Baseball afternoon games here today, abbreviated slate, as we get ready for our weekend series. And we'll go over some of those games, some of our favorite Make It Rain plays coming up. Here he is, Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I wanted to get, before we get to the plays here, Dane, I wanted to ask you, yesterday, just when we were getting off the air, we learned Michael Thomas, wide receiver, the New Orleans Saints, signs the most lucrative contract in wide receiver NFL history, $61 million guaranteed money, and I don't know anybody in their right mind who would think that he wasn't worth that. And who doesn't look at him as, yes, a wide receiver, the likes of upper echelon all day long here. And he had 1 year left on his rookie deal. He was slated to make $1.1 million, but his numbers speak for themselves. And yes, he's next to Drew Brees, but I think Teddy Bridgewater, when he replaces Drew Brees, is going to be really happy to know that Michael Thomas is going to be on the field catching passes from him. Sure. But again, lot of options on this team. So while he is definitely the highest paid player on the team, from a fantasy perspective, where do you rank him? Do you have some concerns about a Michael Thomas because of, you know, the fact that we know what's going to happen? Who else on that team can catch? What other wide receiver scares people? Maybe the double, triple teams are coming your way, Michael. Where do you put him in the fantasy rankings?
Yeah, I do not have any concerns of Michael Thomas, to be quite honest, Joe. I mean, he, I think, set the record for, like, most receptions in his first 3 years in the league, something like that. Drew Brees' completion percentage to Michael Thomas last year was something like a gaudy, I think it was something between 85 and 90%, Joe. Ridiculous, right? No, I do not have concerns with Michael Thomas whatsoever. He, honestly, and I have him a slightly higher than most, he is my number three wide receiver in fantasy this year, behind only DeAndre Hopkins and Davante Adams, okay? And what's consistent with Thomas, Adams, and Hopkins, even more than someone like a Julio Jones, even more than an Odell Beckham? Why? He is more of a target monster. Remember how I talked about the fantasy herd, Joe, with Odell Beckham? Right, there's a lot of options there with Michael Thomas, with Julio, Davante Adams, with DeAndre Hopkins. They are the undisputed target getter. They will get more targets, whereas the Browns might have to move it, share it around a little bit.
Sure.
Even the Atlanta Falcons have other options. So Michael Thomas is number three wide receiver for me. I believe he is a legitimate pick at the back end of the first round, if you're sitting there 11, 12, something like that. Although I would also say, Joe, he will be the second Saint off the board and drafted in most fantasy drafts because Alvin Kamara is a top five pick overall.
Yeah, so it's safe to say, and you seem to have him a little bit higher than some of the other people that I've spoke to. It's Hopkins, Adams, Jones, Beckham, Smith, Michael, right? I mean, is that correct here? Is that how...
I mean, it depends on how people, you know, I think, like, most people put it in tiers, right? And so you're splitting hairs, right? But I do believe that Thomas is three. Other people, like, in that group, there's names like Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster. A little bit lower, we're talking about T.Y. Hilton, you know, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, these kinds of guys. I think Michael Thomas definitively belongs there. I personally, if D-Hop and Adams are off the board, I'm drafting Michael Thomas over Julio Jones, over Odell Beckham, over Antonio Brown, over Juju Smith-Schuster. I understand if other people want to take Odell over Michael Thomas or one of those names. Right. I personally lean towards, give me the New Orleans Saints offense. Give me the target monster that doesn't have a definitive number two wideout in that system.
Yep. No, makes total sense there. Obviously, he is certainly delivered on a fantasy standpoint for his owners, and it's been good. The only question, of course, is at this stage of the game, we've seen Drew Brees, you know, weeks 1 through 12 be one quarterback, and then we've kind of seen him towards the back end, and in the playoffs, he becomes a different quarterback, so to speak, where it looks like he gets a little tired. I'm hoping they're going to be able to avoid that this year, but he was two different guys last year. Brees was a different quarterback in the first 12 games. And once you got to game 13, 14, all of a sudden interceptions appeared up more. Looks like the ball was getting there a little slower. So he's not a Baker Mayfield. He's not 24. So it is a long ass grind of a season, and injuries might play a role in it, but Drew Brees is still, to me, if you're in a position to handcuff, right, if the opportunity comes when you get to that round, I would think, you know, you could do a hell of a lot worse than having Drew Brees and Michael Smith on the same team, no?
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael Thomas and Drew Brees is an incredible stack if you could wind up getting it. And Joe, what you're saying about Brees, okay, I accept that. But look at the other wide receivers in that area, right? Antonio Brown. You're going to tell me you trust Derek Carr late Brees? No, you know, and Brown is moving to a new situation, a new team. Same with Odell Beckham. You know, you're talking about Juju, right? He's with a quarterback who's just as old as Drew Brees, who has injury concerns in the end of the season, like, you know, what you're talking about Drew Brees. So comparatively speaking, sure. Right. But I could say that for the wide receivers at that level also. You know, T.Y. Hilton, just yesterday we talked about, when do you start worrying about Andrew Luck's calf? Right. Mm-hmm. So we can make that kind of comparative argument with a lot of those players. Give me Michael Thomas, who has had more catches than anyone in NFL history in their first 3 years and has a Hall of Famer throwing to him in what everyone will acknowledge is one of the top, what, three offenses in the NFL?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's you are talking about a franchise, a quarterback, and a wide receiver here that they are known for one thing, scoring points, which is exactly how you win fantasy
injury
leagues.
Concerns at quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins is Deshaun Watson, who we think is going to get killed. You know, Aaron Rodgers has been carted off for Devontae Adams the last two seasons, right? So, I mean,
assuming all is going to be healthy, and that's how you have to approach it, You are talking a duo
value,
there that is going to put up a lot of points, and it doesn't hurt from Drew Brees' perspective to have the best pass catching running back as well, because those count towards Drew Brees' numbers also. So, all right, good. Congratulations to Michael Thomas. It's going to be interesting to see how that trickles down to some of the other guys like Julio Jones looking for contracts. But let's be realistic; he's worth every damn dime of it. And I know Teddy Bridgewater is sitting there going, I'm glad he's going to be here once Drew Brees retires next year. Congratulations, Teddy, you're probably the biggest winner from that signing. And I will mention one other guy. I never got your thought on this, but I've been saying it for a while, and I think people forgot. I think one of the unsung heroes of this Saints team this year, and a guy that is going to surprise a lot of people,
it's gonna be my tight end seven.
Is Ben. Jared Cook, man. I mean, brother, I'm with you. I'm going, why is nobody talking about Jared Cook? You know, Drew Brees is the one thing. No offense to Colby Fleener, but I mean, damn, that's the one thing that Drew Brees hasn't had for a while now. And man, oh man, can't you just see him dropping dimes to Jared Cook over the middle of the field, man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely, Joe. I like Jared Cook. And here's the thing.
Nobody's they have Jimmy been Graham, trying, right?
Exactly. Since Jimmy Graham. And let's not get it twisted, Joe. Honestly, this offense and Drew Brees at times made Ben Watson fantasy relevant. Like, seriously. And here's the other thing I'll say. I said it last year with certain tight ends, like, follow the money, Joe. These guys went out and signed Jared Cook for a reason, because they thought he was the guy that could fill that void. Are you kidding me? Yes, I like Jared Cook down the seam all day long, Joe. Who is the number two wide receiver for the damn New Orleans Saints? The right answer was like Alvin Kamara last year, right? So I believe Jared Cook will have the second most receptions on the New Orleans Saints out of someone who lines up as a pass catcher. And that's and Jared Cook has always been one of those, like, athletic tight ends, not a blocker, not an H-back. He's been a receiver, you know? And, like, I think this is an interesting fit. I agree. I have Jared Cook as my tight end eight. I have him ahead of other tight ends that other people like Eric Ebron, okay? I would draft Jared Cook over Eric Ebron, over David Njoku, over some others, because I think Ebron regresses. There's Jack Doyle there, and the Saints went out and got Jared Cook. As soon as you started talking about it, I was like, yep, Jared Cook.
Let me ask you, I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy. I was like, don't sleep on it, guys. Do not sleep on that combination. I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching that team
this year. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Thomas, he's going to be up there.
Thomas has waited until, like, Julio set the number, and then Michael Thomas just goes above that. You know what I mean? Like, why do now? Why not wait for Julio or Tyreek Hill or Amari Cooper? Because, you know, then you have a valid opinion to be like, and I should be the next step up above these guys. Like, why didn't he play the timing game?
Because I think he wants to be a Saint, and I do think that that's I think he loves this team. I think he wants to be there, and at $61 million guaranteed, it ain't about the dollars like it is with some of these other guys. He's already got the money, but good for him, man. It's going to be fun to watch that team. Looking forward to seeing the Saints play. But tonight, take a look at our Make It Rain plays here tonight. I think Dane and I are both in agreement. I like the Denver Broncos to try and make a point under the Vic Fangio regime now. I got him at two earlier on in the week, so I've got him at -2. It's still under three if you can do that, guys. I would suggest backing the Denver Broncos here tonight, laying the 2.5. I think it's only what do you got on the money line in this game, Dane? Is it -135 or I think it was
Denver -2.5. They are -145. Atlanta +125.
Okay, yeah, I think the play is Denver for sure. And then I think you and I, what are we looking at? The under in this game? A lot of defense.
I like the under. And here's the funny part, Joe. The over is the favorite here. The over 34.5 is -115. The under 35 is -105. I like the under, and I like Denver. I'm with you on this game, Joe.
There we go. All right, taking a look at Major League Baseball afternoon games. Guys, get ready. Twins, Marlins wrapping up. Philadelphia, San Francisco. You've got the White Sox and the Mets. And then we've got some night games here. And I know you'd mentioned earlier, which game are you looking at? You like that Braves-Cincinnati situation?
I did. That Braves-Cincinnati situation, I think, is interesting. But you know what? I want to apply what we've talked about, this in-game live stuff, right? So I'm going to bet Denver and the under, right? Then on in-game live, I'm going to save a unit, right? And I'm going to hope that the Indians get out to a 1-0 lead on the Astros, okay? Ooh. And then I want to take the Astros and Garrett Cole. I think Danny Salazar, maybe he looks good for an inning or two, but he ain't going the distance, guys. It's his first start in a year and a half. So I want to hope that Cleveland gets up 2-0. You know, maybe Yasiel Puig goes yard right away, Franmil Reyes, that stuff, at home, right? But then I want the number for Houston. I see it at -190. If I can get him at -120, -130, then I'll pounce. I think the Astros are buoyed by the moves and excited. And I ultimately think Houston is the win, but I don't want to lay the -190. I hope Cleveland gets out to an early lead.
We talk about form, recent form, guys. Very important this time of year when betting Major League Baseball. Don't concentrate so much on trends from back in May. What have they done the last couple of weeks? What is this team doing right now? And I don't think there's any hotter team than the Tampa Bay Rays, who feel real comfortable at Fenway Park. They have dominated now. They are 7-1 in Fenway this year against the Red Sox. The Red Sox are sending Andrew Cashner to the mound, guys. Yeah. Brandon McKay goes for the Rays in the series finale. Give me the over in this game. I do like Tampa on the money line as a dog, but give me the over. I expect there to be even more runs scored in this game. I think that's where the play is to go. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the football tonight. Morning After is next. Good luck to you. He is Dane Martinez. I'm Joe Ranieri. Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't
miss the Yankees, we knew from day one what their big Achilles heel was going to be, and they've done an amazing job weathering the storm of all the injuries, but it was always going to come down to pitching with them. And it's still a little shocking, Dane, that when it was all said and done, the Yankees opted not to part with a couple of the assets in the minor leagues, instead embrace them, and possibly that's what we're looking at for a September call-up. Maybe that's the ace in the hole. And maybe Severino, maybe all this means Severino's in a hell of a lot better shape than maybe we think he is.
Maybe. Maybe that's the case, Joe.
I'm trying. Brother, I'm trying.
I know. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Joe. But let me give you, and I hate to do it this way, let me give you a glass half empty take, right?
Okay.
And see if this makes sense to you, Joe. You know, like, when we've been talking about the San Francisco Giants and other teams, right? When they look themselves in the mirror, should they see themselves as contenders and decide to buy, right? That's been my kind of thesis, my narrative the whole time, right? And I've been saying that the Giants, even though they have their winning streak and all, if they're not actually serious contenders, they shouldn't go for it, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. We buy that, right, Joe? That's like the concept?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I had a good friend of mine who's a big-time Yankee fan that I respect saying that, what if, Joe, what if Brian Cashman's calculus was actually Luke Voit is hurt, may not come back, is compromised. Giancarlo Stanton is compromised. I know Severino actually is not going to be coming back and good. What if he knows that Dylan Betances is not really coming back? Gary Sanchez is on, is the groin strain is a problem. What if Cashman put all these together in a pot, saw Houston, and was like, you know what? We aren't going to be able to beat them this year.
Right.
We're not. So maybe we don't sell assets and go for it. The same way I'm telling Giants that their front office shouldn't go for it. I believe the Yankees were contenders. I believe they were close enough to go for it. I believe they're the second best team in the American League. What if Brian Cashman, when he looked himself in the mirror with the Yankees, was like, you know what? Nah, we're too far away. Let's not fire the gun yet this year. I don't know, Joe. Do you buy that? Like that? It's a self-defeatist, right? It's him thinking that we're not good enough. Whereas I'm on the other side. I'm worried that GMs are thinking about themselves with beer-colored goggles, right? And romanticizing. Maybe Brian Cashman was self-deprecating.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.